AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The September jobs report shows even with higher interest rates, companies are still willing to hire. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Last month's gain, 254,000 jobs, was far more than what analysts had been expecting. Sam Stovall with CFRA Research.
Stronger than anticipated. We were looking for 150,000 new jobs.
What does that mean for the economy and for the Fed?
Anybody worried about recession, I think, was offered the opportunity to breathe a sigh of relief.
The Labor Department also revised upward its estimate of job growth for July and August. Unemployment dipped to 4.1%. Will these latest job numbers make a difference in next month's election?
I think that would be a positive for a re-election of the current administration.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On the campaign trail yesterday, Donald Trump said FEMA is running out of money for hurricane response.
They spent all of their money. They have almost no money because they spent it all on illegal migrants.
President Biden's response?
He is lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying.
The Supreme Court is leaving in place an environmental regulation aimed to reduce the oil and gas industry's emissions of methane, a key contributor to climate change. Republican-led states and industry groups had filed emergency appeals asking the High Court to pause the Biden administration's rule. Israel has carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people trying to get away from the Israeli bombardment. U.S.-arranged flights have brought in about 350 Americans and their immediate relatives out of Lebanon this week. Iran's supreme leader is praising the country's recent missile strikes on Israel and said it is ready to do it again if necessary. This is AP News. People around Tampa are cleaning up from Hurricane Helene.
An 8-foot wall of water pushed ashore on Barrier Island communities north of St. Petersburg. 12 people died.
It just came so fast.
Dave Berenger lives in Reddington Shores.
So even if you wanted to leave, there was no getting out.
Many people living near the beach ignored the mandatory evacuation orders and had to climb into attics or onto roofs to survive. Among the victims, 71-year-old Aiden Bowles. In his final call with a friend, the retired restaurant owner said he wasn't worried and was going to bed. Donna Fagerston, a grandmother and teacher just days from retirement, escaped to a neighbor's home. But when the storm weakened, it's thought she went back to check on her cat and didn't make it back. Near the bridge to Honeymoon Island, Patricia Mikos had always evacuated before. A friend arrived to help, but Mikos went back inside her mobile home to get something and got trapped. Cody Fritz with the Storm Surge Unit at the National Hurricane Center says they want people to take the warning seriously because their lives are seriously at risk. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.